Minnesota Progressive repartee for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Brett Johnson along with Eric Nelson and our two guests for today. We have Gregory Rich and Dan Newkirk from Drink in the Style joining us on the Solutions edition of the Minnesota Progressive repartee because in light of all the impeachment talk, which we will get into later in the show, we need to talk solutions to all of the world's problems. Gregory and Dan, welcome to the program, guys.
I am thrilled to be here.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, yes. Let's see. Do we have Greg's mic on?
Hello,
we don't
hello.
Want to mute Gregory Rich when hitting the rich tone.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we have Gregory Rich on the air. So glad to have you guys with us as we talk about solutions to different political issues that are going on in the political world. But first, we got to talk about a solution to a problem that pretty much everyone agrees on is a problem, and that is telemarketers and robocalls. Gregory Rich, you are the owner of an independent business. Dan, I'm sure you get plenty of these phone calls as well. Those infamous telemarketers that say, hey, I'm Sharon, your Google specialist, and I'm here to help you with your Google listing or someone offering.
Often starting with, please don't hang up.
Yes, that's right.
Which is the cue to hang up.
Yeah, exactly. But the question is, should you hang up when you get these telemarketer phone calls? Because I, to propose our first solution of the show, may have a solution to these telemarketer problems. And it's a company, well, I've been using for about the past 2 years or so called the Jolly Roger Telephone Company. I teased this a little bit on Friday. And basically, it's a service that has robots talk to telemarketers instead of you. Because what better way to waste the time of telemarketers than you yourself? Because there's so many different ways you can deal with telemarketers. You can yell at them. You can hang up your phone. You can tell them, don't ever call again. You can put your name on the do not call list. But there is a better way to deal with telemarketers. And why not have a robot that uses an algorithm deal with these telemarketers instead? So I'm glad to welcome the founder of the Jolly Roger Telephone Company, Roger Anderson, to the program. Hey, Roger, how you doing today?
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really glad to have you on this program because, well, I'll start off with the story of how I got into this. I made the mistake back when, I've said this a few times on the show, I, as a side gig to AM 950, I run my own live web streaming business where I do different amateur sports, even a little bit of professional wrestling, which is always a little bit fun to do. But when I originally made my website, I made the mistake of putting my cell phone number on that website. So at that point in about 2015 or 2016, I was getting about 8 telemarketer calls per day, and it was absolutely driving me nuts. So what I ended up doing was that I went on YouTube and I just searched messing with telemarketers, and somehow I came across one of your videos, and originally I thought, is this was a live person actually talking to and messing with these telemarketers? And it turns out these were actually robots that use a special algorithm to basically waste the time of telemarketers. Tell us a little bit more about how you decided to start the Jolly Roger Telephone Company and how it works.
I'm just a humble telephone guy. I work on phone systems my whole career, and I love telecommunications. I love telephones. Mm-hmm. And it would break my heart when people would just ignore their phone or hang up immediately, or even worse, they would start dropping their landline service, right? Remember the mm-hmm. days when people had phones in their houses? Mm-hmm. Houses and buildings, they deserve phones too. And unfortunately, people were just dropping landline service because the only calls they got were telemarketers, and it was so frustrating. And I had a telemarketer swear at my son one day. He was only 14 years old at the time. And I said, I got to put a stop to this. And I built a system at my house. I just intended for this robot to protect my own telephone system at home, right? My own home mm-hmm. line. And once I got a telemarketer on the line, I realized, you know what? That's the most expensive asset they've got, and I've got their real person talking to a robot, like the other way around, right? I've flipped the tables here. And so I thought, well, how can I keep this telemarketer on the phone as long as possible? And that's when I sort of studied. It was trial and error, really, but I just mm-hmm. sort of studied the banter and the way that telemarketers pitch their services. And obviously, they just want to hear yes a lot. They want to hear people grunting along and saying mm-hmm. They want patient people who will listen and ask you to can you tell me that again? That sounds interesting. Things like that. And so I just recorded a bunch of snips and then worked on an algorithm to piece them all together in the right way to keep these telemarketers on the phone as long as possible. I had no idea that it was going to be so popular, right? Turns out everyone hates telemarketing. And so when I posted some recordings online, that's when a lot of interest popped up. And I ended up, eventually developing it as a service to roll out for other people to use too.
Yeah, and there's lots of different ways you can use these telemarketer robots. Like for me, I have a customized list where I have my voicemail set up where if I get a certain phone number that you guys detect is a telemarketer, instead of me answering it, I can just send it straight to voicemail, and my voicemail is through you guys, and then instead of having a generic voicemail go through, it'll actually be a robot that answers these phone calls and will just mess with these telemarketers, because on their end, it actually sounds like a real person that's answering these phone calls. And best of all, you guys email me a recording of these phone calls, because as I was telling Dan and Greg and Eric before the show, I've had like 8-minute recordings where these robots are asking my, or these telemarketers are asking my robots how to spell their name for like 8 minutes going on.
So is that how this works? May I ask, Roger? So the call comes in, it's a telemarketer, it's Google search optimization. Mm-hmm. Engine. You yep. then transfer, do you say, hold on 1 second, and then you *63 or something, and it goes to this show or to the
there are a lot of ways to do, because I only have one talent, right? Telecom is my only talent. And so I managed to try to get, and I really want to do no harm to your existing phone service, right? I want to stay out of the way as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of ways to do it. You can transfer the safest way, right? So that we never intercept your valid calls would be to transfer the call into Jolly Roger. We can also, if you set up simultaneous ring, where your line rings and then it can simultaneously ring a Jolly Roger number that we assign to you. And that's how we can automatically intercept. So if we detect that it's a telemarketer because it's a known spammy number, or maybe you've had it, you've had a call before, or you've blacklisted the number, then we can pick up and then it stops ringing at your place. And then you just go about your business and we chat with that telemarketer for a while.
And not to cut you off, Roger, but like just to go back to what you just said with no talents other than just the telecom, you're wearing an all red Adidas jumpsuit. I believe there's a head spin in your future, actually.
Well, I'm really flattered. Thank you. Yeah, that's I'm just a quiet. I'm usually the guy behind the wall plugging the phone lines together, right? I'm the guy behind the wall doing the work, and you guys talk to each other, and I'll just be back here plugging phones together. That's me.
Yeah, and talking more about these robots, so the way you have these work out is that you do use an algorithm where they do try to actually listen to what the telemarketers are saying, because a great thing that they do is, like, after about 10 seconds of silence, these robots will start saying, hello, is anyone there? Is this a real person? So they do actually have some actual intelligence built in to try to hook in these telemarketers to make sure they stay on the line and waste as much time as possible.
That's right. And we're improving it constantly. We have a new whenever we go to our voice talent, which are just normal people, just regular people that just do some recordings for us. And we'll go back and sometimes we'll update them saying, you know what, we need some things about let's pretend the telemarketer just swore at you right now. Now say some things that you might say to a telemarketer that swore. Or if a telemarketer is being, particularly unresponsive, let's scold the telemarketer for, hey, man, you called me. You're just going to, I'm not here to talk to myself. Like, talk to me. What are you selling? Things like that. And so we'll go back and tweak the algorithm and update our recordings whenever possible. And so we're improving it constantly. It's like an arms race, right? These telemarketers, mm-hmm. they got a lot of technology and a lot of resources to pour at their industry. And so I'm just trying to fight against them a little bit by embracing them rather than blocking them.
And that is the good fight. And kudos to you on doing that. But I do have one question, because I've read something about this. Do the telemarketing algorithms themselves track how long they keep you on the phone? I'm told that they do. And if you're on the phone with a telemarketer for a period of time, it supposedly increases the number of calls you're going to receive as basically a receptive number. Is that not the case?
That could be the case. There's two things. One, if the telemarketer is paid by the hour, they don't care that they've gotten a robot, but their boss certainly will, right? And so if there are long duration phone calls, it usually a supervisor will wander around the floor. And if you've been on the phone 4 or 5 minutes, And yet you haven't been able to close a sale or get anything, you know, particularly get a valid response or something like that. Right? A supervisor will oftentimes monitor the call. And if they recognize that it's a robot, which, you know, they may eventually recognize that it's a robot, then it's in their best interest to stop calling you, right? And so if the supervisor recognizes, if the telemarketer is paid per pitch, though, right? If they get paid to close a sale, then they're going to be upset with their boss because their boss keeps feeding them robots, right? And so it works either way, whether they've structured it, you know, one way or another. It's in their best interest to stop calling you. But if they don't stop calling you and we're able to automatically intercept these calls for you, then you've just got an endless source of entertainment. And they can be quite funny.
So that being said, my suggestive content to you is relative to where I work. We're in a very large restaurant, and it's the basement kitchen. And then upstairs is our delivery door. And whenever somebody buzzes in to get let in, one of my chefs, whenever he gets the chance to walk to that buzzer, he goes up to the button and goes, Dad, is that you? I mean, that's kind of it's content. I mean, that would be making fun of things.
Do you have there fun you with go. This, yeah. Roger? I mean, do you ever just go crazy and record the inane responses?
I do. The first
you should.
Robots
you do.
Were
you
mine. Should. Yeah, they were definitely inane. Yeah, a lot of inane things, and then you know we needed female robots, and then we get into, you know, specialties of the various voice talents, and so they'll say certain things.
Ladybots.
Yeah. Oh, Ladybots. One of my favorite Ladybots you have is actually, it's supposed to be like a soccer mom who's living at home. And Roger, somehow you got a young girl on this phone call at all to make it sound like this soccer mom is interacting with her daughter basically just complaining and saying.
That's a real conversation. Yes, that really is her
amazing.
Daughter. And that was just a day in the life of those two. And we stuck a microphone in front of them and said, now argue about leggings and TV and things like that. And it worked out well.
Yeah, because the robot keeps telling the telemarketer, I'm so sorry, I'm distracted by my daughter. Please start over. Give me your pitch again one more time. I promise I'm listening. Yeah, they're absolutely hilarious. And the other important thing to point out about these robots is that they're very generic responses. They never actually give away any personal information because anyone who would use the service would have a concern saying, well, I don't want them giving away my name or my phone number or my email address or let alone my credit card. They just use very generic responses to try to hook these telemarketers and just get them to talk for as long as possible.
That's right. They will tune themselves to the particular scam, right? Most of these telemarketing calls are scams. So if it's a vacation scam or a credit card offer or things like that, the robots will tune themselves specifically to that scam and try to keep that telemarketer talking longer and longer.
Yeah, because I know you have, I believe, Whitey Whitebeard, his name, one of my favorites. He's basically a confused old man who I believe in real life is actually
Santa Claus.
Your dad, correct?
He's my co-founder's father.
He's your co-founder's father. Yeah, he basically acts as a confused senior citizen who's an old man, which, of course, to a telemarketer sounds like perfect bait, someone you can try to get on there.
That's
right. He basically just talks these telemarketers in circle. He acts confused, saying, oh, hold on, I got to turn down my TV. I'm watching a hockey game right now. Oh, my favorite player is in the penalty box. And he just keeps hooking these people's in and in for minutes upon minutes.
That's right. Yeah, he's very actually quite a savvy gentleman in real life. But you know, when we sat down and just recorded a lot of the snips we needed, he ended up sounding befuddled and confused and perfect bait for a scammer.
That's what you're going for, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, so one more question I have for you, Roger, and this has been on some of your best of calls because I often listen to your YouTube page simply because it's great entertainment when I'm out exercising or biking home, is that occasionally you get telemarketers where you'll get what you're talking about, where their supervisors will chime in and say, this is a robot, take their name off the auto-dialing list, which is actually a win for the consumers because even though you've just wasted 8 minutes of the telemarketer's time, they're fully admitting, hey, we need to take your phone number off the auto-dialing line because it's just going to be a robot that wastes your time.
That's right. And surprisingly, there are times when we can hear that, right? I can separate the audio and sort of boost it. It's surprisingly difficult, right? When you say to a telemarketer, take me off your list, it's not like they have a big red button on their screen where they can just remove your number from their list, right? It's an ordeal. And we've managed to, you know, prove that by listening in on some of these conversations between agents and supervisors where, you know, gosh, we want to get this out of the system, but we don't know how. It's like a virus that just, you know, we just keep calling this guy. This, you know, it's the bee. There's a bee on my arm and he and we just keep getting this guy and we can't stop it.
So be honest. Do you occasionally just sit in your living room with a cocktail and listen to some of these things and just laugh?
I do. Yeah, I do. I listen to them, you know, because I'm looking for some good ones to post online and feature in the podcast or things like that. So, yeah, there are some good ones. And it's amazing how raunchy they can get at times as well, especially with the female robots, as you mentioned.
Yeah, especially because I found a lot of times, yeah, when they speak to the female robots, these telemarketers actually end up using profanity. They end up threatening death against these callers. It's absolutely crazy. And to think they could be calling your parents, your grandparents, who might not be that savvy on the phone. So why not have them actually talk to a robot instead of your parents, your grandparents?
That's right. And using the, you know, when you're using these robots, you're actually helping the people downstream, right? When you're blocking telemarketers or you hang up immediately, you know, that traffic just moves downstream to the less sophisticated who may be susceptible to these scams. Hmm. So using Jolly Roger to intercept these telemarketers and try to keep them busy, you know, will save a couple phone calls per day on the other end of that. Right. So it really does help. We're really focused on the social benefit of all this.
Whatever happened to the good old why I oughta? Why I oughta?
Can you choose or have you considered the option of choosing what the robots
pick your own experience
are? Yeah. Yeah. The fembots, you know,
DIY
entrapment for sexual harassment versus harassment of old people, whatever you want. Have you considered that?
Well, we have a lot of different flavors of robots, but yes, we are working on a lot of customization as well. There's a fair amount of trade secrets that go into it. And so when you become voice talent, we actually ask you to, you know, sign a non-disclosure because there's a lot of things that we end up recording that are sort of Easter eggs that come out later, you know.
Interesting. Hey, Roger Anderson, thanks so much for joining us on the program. I believe I'm going to try to work with you at some point later to maybe occasionally post some of these best of calls here on AM 950, because during the next segment, we might play one of these calls just to give Greg, Dan, Eric, and the rest of everyone listening out there on AM 950 a taste of how this works. Because the other day, I actually got a phone call from someone who was supposedly offering me a free medical alert system. It was totally a scam because it was a spoof number, which if you're not familiar, it's basically your own cell phone number, but only off by a couple of digits. So it's pretty obvious that it's a scam number. So we might go ahead and play back a few minutes of that call to give you a little bit of a taste of how this works, because these calls are absolutely hilarious.
Can we also throw in a how does one connect with Jolly Roger?
Yes, we need to do that as well. Yes. Roger, how do people connect with you?
We're very fortunate. We got a lot of good search results out there. But if you just go to jollyrogertelephone.com or just type, you know, dude created a robot, talks to telemarketers, you know, whatever you want to do, you can probably find us online and sign up. The service is only 99 cents per month per line. And unlimited use of these robots.
That's a great deal.
And I highly recommend this because, as I said at the beginning of this segment, I used to get about 7 or 8 of these phone calls a day. And right now I'm down to 1, maybe 2 a day. So I feel like this actually is having an effect on the number of calls I'm getting because it absolutely drove me nuts. I would get 7 or 8 of these calls a day and I would feel like never actually answering my telephone.
Yeah, I just want you to love your phone again.
Yes.
Right? That idea of not wanting to answer the phone, that just breaks my heart. So I'm just trying to make the network better.
All right. One more time, that website, Roger.
JollyRogerTelephone.com.
Excellent. And I want to point out as well, they do have business versions available as Jolly Roger Telephone robots as well. So they can actually act like they're a receptionist at your office, which is a great feature. We're hoping to implement that at AM 950 because they're robots that will basically transfer between a fake salesperson and the receptionist. And they'll just completely waste the time of telemarketers.
They wear those cold callers down. That's the goal.
Exactly.
They wear them down so they never call again.
Absolutely. Hey, Roger, thanks so much for joining us on the program today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks again, Roger. So, guys, our first solution to our problem today, a problem everyone agrees on, needs to be solved.
Amen.
Telemarketers and robocalls.
I'm raising a drink. We have a little bit of whiskey in the studio right now. And this is to Jolly Roger. And by the way, Roger, if you're still listening, if anyone ever asks you how you're doing, again, you must answer, jolly.
There you go. Absolutely. So tell you what, coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to play a portion of a phone call I received from a medical device telemarketer to give you an idea of how this works and how you can waste their time. I figure you guys are going to get a kick out of it, but we'll listen coming up next here on the Repartee.
When you need legal assistance, let the Hennepin County Bar Association help you find the right attorney. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in a wide variety of areas, including employment, divorce, custody and support, bankruptcy, taxes, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6666 or search for Hennepin County Bar Association. The right call for the right lawyer.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club invites you to check out their beautiful facilities for your next special occasion. Book your wedding reception, retirement party, business dinner, or other special event with confidence, knowing their expert staff and award-winning chef will make it a big hit with your guests. Call today to get a quote, 763-571-9020. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the most informative source for progressive politics and news in the Twin Cities. Get involved online at am950radio.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, check out the local businesses that help make this content available, and stay up to date on the latest news and upcoming events. You can always reach us by email at comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
All right, welcome back to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, the Solutions Edition. I promise we will get into politics coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about impeachment and whether that actually is a solution to getting rid of President Donald Trump. But first up, to follow up on our conversation with Jolly Roger of the Jolly Roger Telephone Company, I actually want to play back a sample of how these calls actually work, because as we were talking about during the break, you guys were bringing up a good point. Does this actually collect your personal information? And it's true, if you actually do send, you know, your voicemail through Roger, of course you do have sometimes your personal information, or these robot or these telemarketers will say, hey, can I please speak to Brett Johnson at whatever my address is? And when they post these best of calls, and by the way, full disclosure, I'm hopefully going to be working with these guys to post some best of calls, maybe even here on the program, we usually end up muting out any personal information on there, even the names of the firms of these telemarketer places, because we don't want to get into any legal trouble with these guys. So with that said, I'm going to play back just a few minutes of a sample of how this works. This actually happened a few weeks ago when I was at a friend of mine's place. I ended up receiving a call from a telemarketer who was trying to sell me a free medical device because, get this, guys, I won a free medical alert device. good for me, right?
Via your AARP membership, yeah. right?
And the phone number that called me just happened to be one digit off from my actual phone number. So, of course, that has to be legitimate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Sounds too good to be true.
Exactly. I won a free... So I'm going to go ahead. You can leave our mics on, Eric, because people can hear us laugh about this. I might even comment on this throughout the phone call. Here's kind of a sample of how this works. And let me know. Comment at am950radio.com or send us a message on Facebook if you think this is worth maybe posting every once in a while here on the program, because at least for me, I find these phone calls absolutely hilarious, because in this very charged partisan political time, I feel like this is a good way to kind of lighten things up and post some phone calls of messing with telemarketers so they're talking to robots instead of your parents and your grandparents. So again, here is a robot of mine speaking with someone who says I supposedly won a free medical device.
Hello.
24/7, how are you today?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so with our promotion today, you have been selected to receive a free medical alert system.
Okay, for me.
So congratulations. Now, is this free equipment going to be for you or a loved one?
Hang on a second. Hang on. There's a bunch going on here. Hang on. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Who's this? What are you calling about again?
Okay, so you can hear at 24/7.
Okay, so I just woke up from a nap. I'm still kind of groggy, and I took some medicine that doesn't help. So, you know that feeling when you just wake up, you need a couple minutes to think and figure out what's going on, maybe get some coffee.
Yeah.
Do you drink coffee? Hey, honey, is there any coffee left? So, hang on. I haven't had a chance to really wake up all the way. So, can you just go a little slower? Who's this?
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Okay, so you reached me here at 24/7.
Can I bleep out their names?
Oh, geez, hang on. There's a B on me. Hang on. There's a B on my arm. Okay, you know what? You keep talking. I'm not going to talk, though, but go ahead and keep talking. Say that part again, and I'm just going to stay quiet because of this B.
No, we can get it off your arm. Okay, well, with our promotion today, you have been selected to receive a free medical alert system. Now, is this equipment going to be for you or a loved one?
Right.
I think high-pitched screaming would be appropriate right now, by the way.
Are you familiar with medical alert systems?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just to let you know, doctors do refer to the first hour after any accident or a heart attack as the golden hour. And if emergency services can get to you or a loved one within the first hour, the odds of survival does increase by 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about our alert system is that it isn't just used for medical emergencies. You can use it anytime you're nervous or threatened, like in the case of a fire or a break-in.
So it just strings them along.
You'll simply just press the button and know that emergency services are on the way. And, of course, you want to give yourself the peace of mind, knowing that if anything at all happens to you, that will be there for you at the push of a button. And, again, my name is... And so that can assist you a little better. I have the correct spelling of your first and last name.
Yeah?
May I have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Right.
It's totally crawling up my arm. It's crawling up my arm. It's freaking me out. But it's not mad. I guess it's okay. Anyway, so, sorry, you keep talking. Go ahead. Keep talking.
So what's the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Okay, it's gone. Hey, okay, so you know when I said I was listening to you during the B thing? Actually, I was just concentrating on the B. I'm sorry. So can you start over? What were you saying during the B?
Okay, I'll just let you know that if doctors refer to the first hour as an accident, as the golden hour, and if they can get to you within the first hour, then increasing your chances of survival by 80%. And with our medical alert system, you don't have to just use it for medical emergencies. You can use it any time you feel nervous or threatened, like in the case of a fire or break.
But does it cover bees? I want to know. Now I'm so engaged in this conversation.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Let's correct some of your first and last name. Like, are you going to give me your first and last name?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's painful.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
So there's a little sample of how that works.
Drag them out.
Yeah, exactly.
It builds suspense again. The B thing is brilliant.
Oh, for 99 cents per line.
Yeah. 99 cents, yeah, that's per month, bad. Or for me bad. When I set up for a whole year. Yeah, right, it's $6 per year. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, give me some feedback. Let me know if you want to hear some of these best of calls maybe once a week here on the program, because there's ones that are a lot better than these. They have different types of robots that will, as I was talking about, one is a mother who has a teenage daughter that's being completely bratty and talking about how she wants to watch her television show. There's a confused old man. Or as we said, there's a business version of this where it's a receptionist who is very confused, who is basically stringing along telemarketers. So there you go.
It's fabulous. I'm totally in favor. This is a solid solution, because you know what? There are a few thousand maybe of these people actually that these calls roll over into. And if you can tie them down, that's going to mean that they aren't going to call me next time.
Yeah, or absolutely. If you have a parent or a grandparent out there who maybe is susceptible to actually being scammed, because so often when I worked in small town Iowa radio, we would read these news studios or these news stories of people complaining about being scammed by robots, and we would have to read these stories saying, don't give out your personal information if you get a call from someone who claims they're from the IRS, because they're probably not actually from the IRS.
You worked on a station in Iowa?
Small town Iowa.
Small town.
Atlantic, yes.
Were you ever a candidate for a Buckeye Newshawk Award?
I was not. I was not on WKRP in Cincinnati, Ohio. No,
I was not. Six of those bad boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Even a lot of these, quote-unquote, like, real businesses are scams, too. Because I had a friend who was working for one of these businesses, and their entire business model was trying to sign up elderly people for 20, 30 magazine subscriptions a month, and then sending them into collections when they couldn't pay hundreds of dollars for magazine subscriptions.
And one of the actual scams they actually use, which is comes off as being very accurate, these telemarketers will say, I'm actually going to text a link to your cell phone, and if you fill out this link with your personal information, I'll make sure you don't get charged for X and Y, something like that, where they say they're from Verizon or AT&T or whoever else. So they actually do come off as being very legitimate, but fortunately you can get these actually intercepted by robots who will just waste their time instead.
Robots, is there anything wrong that they could possibly do?
Robots, they're saving us endlessly. Absolutely. 952-946-6205. All right, we've talked long enough about robots. We need to get into politics up next, because we need to figure out, is impeachment the right course of action for people who oppose President Trump to actually remove Trump? Because we've actually seen today Nancy Pelosi somewhat come out in favor of impeachment. So we are going to talk more about this up next on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, the Solutions edition of our show.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, September 24, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. On the rundown today, a pair of reports from across the nation concerning child poverty, plus the battle over auto emission standards gears up. Topping our news, a new report shows 11% or 459,000 of Florida's children live in neighborhoods with concentrated poverty.
Florida is showing modest improvements, dropping 4 percentage points from its all-time high in 2014 of 15%. It's among 29 states and the District of Columbia that have shown improvements, with the number of kids living in extreme poverty, according to the latest Kids Count data snapshot by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. However, Noreen Dollard with Florida Kids Count says children of color are disproportionately impacted.
1 in 10 in Florida, we have 4 million kids. It's a lot of children. And if you're a child of color, the story is even worse. There's more children, particularly African-American children, living in areas of concentrated poverty than their white counterparts.
Concentrated poverty is when 30% or more of the population is living in poverty. Experts say those conditions pose great risks to child development. Dollard says state leaders should focus on policies that help families to help themselves, such as expanding affordable housing options and eliminating housing discrimination. Scott Spencer with the Casey Foundation says having just one of the 12% of all children in the United States that are currently living in unhealthy conditions is unacceptable. He says these areas don't provide access to healthy food, quality education, or medical care. For Public News Service, I'm Tramell Gomes.
That report showed states in the South and the West tend to have high rates of children living in concentrated poverty. Meantime, for perspective from Vermont, we turn to Mary Sherman.
Economic expansion after the Great Recession of 2008 has done little to get Vermont kids out of high poverty neighborhoods, according to a new report. The Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Snapshot found Vermont's rate of children living in concentrated poverty remained at 2% across two time periods, between 2008 and 2012, and between 2013 and 2017. Sarah Teal with Voices for Vermont's Children explains that's roughly 2,000 children living in neighborhoods where 30% or more of the population is impoverished.
It's usually a reflection of the kind of resources and civic infrastructure that's available to support kids growing up in a way that supports their success.
About 8.5 million children in the U.S. live in high poverty neighborhoods, about 12%.
The report does offer some solutions to lift struggling families out of poverty. Ideas include property ownership models that preserve affordable housing and ensuring all neighborhoods have quality schools. This is PNS.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Habitation Furnishing and Design is simply the best furniture design studio in the Twin Cities. What is a furniture design studio? It's a place where you'll find professional interior designers who are there to help you select the perfect furniture, a single sofa or an entire home. Our designers love making spaces exceptional. When you're shopping for furniture, it makes sense to talk to a professional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms before 7 p.m. with up to 1/4 inch possible. Lows around 55. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 67 and a low around 47. Thursday, a 20% chance of rain with a high of 66 and a low around 56.
EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine, Crooner's specializes in food and drink made popular in the 1920s. Check out this fabulous dining experience at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
And we're back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. I know we spent a little bit of time on those robocallers and telemarketers, but to me, that is a solution to a major problem that everyone agrees on, of course, is a problem. So we went a little long on that, but I agree it's something we need to get rid of because telemarketers drive everyone nuts, whether you're on the right side of the aisle or the left side.
It's something we can all come together.
Yes,
on,
like exactly. Yes. We're about unity here when we do the solution show. Exactly. So let's actually switch gears now and get a little bit into politics, because Dan, you actually just did a little research and the odds of Trump impeachment have gone up to, what do you say, 42?
They've doubled and risen to 42%, which how the heck it was only 21% before blows my mind. But at least the majority is starting to catch up.
Yeah, and I believe the total number of Congress people who have come out in favor of impeachment is now above 150, including Nancy Pelosi, who has moved kind of firmly from being against impeachment to now being, well, somewhat maybe in favor of it. So what I want to talk about with you guys is whether this is actually the right solution in terms of removing Trump from office, because what I struggle with is that he is less than a year and a half away from potentially being removed from office electorally, of course, which is a good way to remove him. But
the Electoral College actually weighs in his favor, unfortunately.
Exactly. Yeah, we've talked about this many times on the program, how a lot of states actually do get undue influence because they simply come from rural areas. And of course, every state gets two electoral votes, no matter if you have 30 million people or 500,000 people. It doesn't matter. You get the same amount of votes. But the question is it actually the right way to remove President Trump from office through impeachment? Because so often we hear, go back to 1998, Republicans tried to impeach President Bill Clinton. And it turns out in those midterm elections, Democrats actually gained seats in that election. So often we hear Democrats who come from a little bit more of Nancy Pelosi's perspective saying, well, this could end up backfiring against us and costing us the 2020 election against Donald Trump. So I do kind of get that argument, but I also think we're in a much more polarized time than we were back in 1998 and 1999. What do you guys think?
All right,
these
start
circumstances rant. Are completely different.
Exactly. Yeah.
Between the Clinton impeachment and right. the Trump impeachment.
Here's the deal. Stop. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This is not politics. This mm-hmm. is not politics. Politics is the momentary course of electoral outcomes, right? This is a moral and structural mm-hmm. issue. We have a criminal in the White House. We have someone who has violated so many of the constitutionally required mm-hmm. duties and oaths. This is so I'm completely against Nancy Pelosi because she is looking at this through a should, you know, will the voters support this and what do the voters think about this and this. It's not the case. This is a moral issue.
Yeah.
This man needs to be impeached because, one, that is the job of Congress, to put the president in check when he violates his oath and when he is transgressing against the Constitution. And even if that did theoretically cost you on the electoral front, mm-hmm. long term, it is still what you're supposed to do and what is required of the system that has held us safe and secure for so long. So Nancy Pelosi is completely in the wrong on this. And if you mm-hmm. take a look also at the popularity of Richard Nixon prior to the Watergate hearings, had Nancy Pelosi been in charge of the House of Representatives, she would not have launched the Watergate hearings because the public was not in favor of them. But they changed once this came to light. And the fact that she is refusing to step up and actually hold this man to account and use the powers of Congress to expose his corruption is itself horrific.
So what it essentially is almost a short-term approach to pragmatism, because she is looking at polls, she is looking what people think about impeachment, and generally, if you do look at like the Morning Consult, who frequently does polling on impeachment, people do generally come out against it by about a 52 to 40 margin, I believe. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, going back to the Nixon impeachment scandal, people generally became more in favor of impeachment as those hearings actually took place.
It's the very nature of the yes. hearings. It's to shed light on what's happening. Mm-hmm. The public may feel one way because they're getting tiny bits of information. Mm-hmm. You need to expose the entire system and then let the public decide, theoretically. But the more important aspect is this. Congress are supposed to be leaders, and they mm-hmm. aren't. They're followers. They're simply taking a look at what the numbers say, and they're trying to respond to that. And that's why they've got a, 12% approval rating, mm-hmm. is because they fail in that task.
I don't think the approval rating for Congress has ever been about above 15% since about probably 2013, perhaps.
I wonder what it was in like 1976 or something.
That is a good question. Yeah.
Just after the Vietnam War.
I could try to figure that out.
After the Watergate hearings, yeah. How did the public feel about Congress?
You know, it's funny. So I watched a video last night, and it was it was the Trumpisms, and Seth MacFarlane, the curator of Family Guy, was doing a roast of said Trump when he was still doing his apprentice mm-hmm. show. And Trump gets up there, and he's, you know, the running joke was that he's reading off the teleprompter was, what's the difference between Donald Trump's hair and a squirrel? And his response to that was $7 billion effing dollars in my bank account. but we still haven't got this man's taxes, and mm-hmm. he's the leader of the free world. I mean, there's so we could keep going with all the things that are wrong systematically with this guy, but at end of day, anybody that would fight that's pro Trump, they obviously don't have all the facts gathered mm-hmm. up yet, because there's so many things that just they it speaks to nowhere.
And that's Congress' responsibility.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. expose that.
That's the point of us having exactly. systematic things in place.
Yeah.
That's the 3-tier system, you know.
So I've never been a huge fan of Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
When the Democrats retook the House, I kind of thought, oh, maybe she was right in holding off on this, you know, whole impeachment push. But the fact is that she has a job. Part of her job description entails potential impeachment of the president under certain circumstances. Those circumstances have come to pass, and she has failed.
Is she living in fear?
She may be living in fear.
I think she's just living in over-pragmatism. Yeah. for pragmatism. Pragmatism. Yes, yes, yes. I was trying to figure out what the
This is going to be a huge stain, even if you're looking at entirely pragmatically, on every Democrat going forward who didn't vote for this impeachment. We're going to look back on this and say, you didn't vote for impeaching Donald Trump after he did all these things, after he was corrupt in all these ways.
Mm-hmm. And by staying,
it's
going to
be, it's going to be one of those things where we look back and go, oh, you voted for the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm. That's where I feel like it's such a short-term look, because she is technically right when she's looking at the polls saying people do generally come out against impeachment, but that long-term
impact, the Iraq war was very popular at the time.
Exactly. In fact, I will fully admit, back when I was in high school, because I was a uninformed person at the time, to say the least, with some language I can't say on air, I was a very uninformed person, and I actually, I remember specifically having a pro, I forgot, like it was the name of Operation Liberty, Freedom, or whatever they technically call
the uninformed people are responsible for voting in office.
And I was one of those people.
2020 can happen again.
But that's the very nature of a republic. Mm-hmm. We are a republic. That is to say, we elect people to make decisions in an informed way, because we as a public cannot know every aspect. Mm-hmm. We heard about the uranium rods and all this other stuff, and the American public was in favor of the war in Iraq, but we didn't have all the information. Congress theoretically had that information, and Congress, who are supposed to be our leaders, should have used that information to make wise and judicious decisions.
The one body government that actually veto the leader of the free world.
Yes, and they failed to do it in that case, and in this case as well, they are failing to use their role as leaders, and that's the key word. They're supposed to be leading, and they don't do it.
952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. If you have any thoughts on this kind of change of heart that we've seen from the Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives on impeachment, possibly moving in favor of actually impeaching President Trump, is this actually a good move for Democrats to make in 2020? Because even though Pelosi has somewhat flirted with the idea of impeachment, at least over the past few hours, according to multiple news sources saying she is going to open a formal impeachment inquiry, is this actually going to lead anywhere, and will this be a good strategy for Democrats, especially considering the fact that Trump is up for re-election in less than a year and a half? We're going to talk more about that up next on the Repartee. It's Brett on the Solution Show with Greg, Dan, and Eric.
Hi, my name is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown. We're not just another print shop. We give back to the community and stand up for racial, social, and economic justice. At Minuteman Press Uptown, we understand Black Lives Matter and know love is love. We're the only minority-owned and proud union shop in the state. We're community involved and have over 100 years of industry experience. We believe our employees are vital to our success. That's why we pay a living wage with benefits.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I chose Minuteman Press because they match the values of our business. Their design team took our vision and idea and turned them into a beautiful, professional printed marketing piece on time as promised. They can help your business, nonprofit, or political campaign with printing, direct mail, signs, or other promotional needs that will help grow your organization. Call the printing company AM 950 Trust, Minuteman Press Uptown, at 612-870-0777 or find them online at mpuptown.com.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
So, you're finally coming to grips that it's time to replace your carpet. Or maybe you want to update the look of your favorite room. Lucky for you, there's Z Floors by Zero Res. It's my trusted one-stop shop for all my flooring needs. So when nothing but new will do, check out the new Zero Res flooring experience at z-floors.com.
Also, right now is the Zero Res end of summer sale where you can get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at only $129. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit zeroresminnesota.com.
And we're back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. So the ultimate question we were addressing is, in terms of a solution, is it the right idea to impeach President Trump? And I think we were kind of coming to a consensus that yes, it is, for a number of reasons, including the fact that as a long-term solution, this is the big reason why I'm in favor of impeaching him, is that if you get a future president who is similar to him, and I don't care if he's a Democrat or a Republican, someone who comes in here and takes, or who tries to threaten a foreign government saying, I will withhold your aid if you don't give me dirt on a political rival, I think you do need to impeach in that circumstance, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
I gotta point out something that, strangely yes. enough, nobody seems to talk about with this whole Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
You're asking one of the most corrupt governments in the world to, quote-unquote, investigate. That is not find me some dirt. That is simply make up some dirt. Give mm-hmm. me something that I can throw at
you. You mean there's
person.
Corruption in Eastern Europe? Who would have thought?
It's hard to believe, but true. It's hard to believe, but true. Yes. But right, I mean, so it's not, mm-hmm. it's not you're asking for them to expose someone who was mm-hmm. corrupt. You're asking them as a corrupt society to create corruption around someone. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why this isn't talked about more often.
Yeah, because Ukraine, even if they came out and said, well, Joe Biden's son was actually corrupt. He was trying to have undue influence on the government, even though they actually said, no, he was not. Mm-hmm. It's tough to actually trust what they're saying because, well, they have a history of not being the most
Ukraine.
Ethical people.
You cannot do anything in Ukraine without being corrupt, which I guess indicts this, Joe's son to a certain extent by osmosis, but still, he's asking them to create something.
Here's the deep question right here. Can you trust any Democratic elected government to not be corrupt?
In the words of Richard Nixon, I am not a crook.
I am not a crook. We will leave it at that.
God, no.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.